Alright, everyone! It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner! I don't know if I said Uncanny Valley last time, but yeah, I meant Grim Sentai Corner. So, we are back with St. Yarriman's Former Sluts. Yes, this is the sequel to Yarriman, the first Yarriman game. So, they're the former sluts, but I don't think they're gonna be... I mean, look at them. They're not former sluts. Anyway, let's get started. You guys know what to expect. There's even some extras here. So where can you get this right now? Well, right now, you can get it at Faku, or you can get it at Jast USA. Faku has brought the game to Jast USA. Don't forget, Faku's still a thing. I don't think a lot of people are using them, so they're probably trying to spread out a little bit. White lace curtains fluttered in the gentle morning breeze. Beyond them lay a vast, expanse of brilliant blue sky. Through the window, one could see a small park surrounded by various apartment buildings. The first of the children on summer break were in said park, doing some morning exercises along the far more elderly local retirees. Both young and old alike were stretching, jumping, and jogging on the spot.
My hip!
An ad for a popular vacation spot droned from the TV that had been turned on for background noise and was soon followed by a traffic report. Amid all the inescapable signs of summer came a groan. As if I didn't know that summer break starts tomorrow. The young man, Yuto Amamiya, took a pause from his breakfast to mumble sleepily. Yuto, not Yuto. It would be summer break as of the following day, making it precisely 3 uneventful months since he started living alone. This man was living the bachelor's life. As a result, he was the envy of all of his classmates. With this lifestyle came freedom, independence, and proof of his newfound adulthood. And lots of MILFs. Living alone wasn't all it was cracked up to be, however. You wouldn't find Yuto, at least, singing its praises. In fact, he was insistent with any friend that visited. Living with your family was so much better, he'd tell them. You'd have a mother and father waiting for you at home, perhaps even siblings. You could all grumble about the day's events as you went about your hectic lives. Yuto wasn't living on his own out of choice, you see. It just so happened that right after he'd passed the entrance exam for his first choice school, his father had been transferred away from work. He would have much preferred to continue living with his father, but his father trusted him, and he respected his father. Likewise, he felt that he had to respect that decision as well. You know, I was worried about living alone before it all happened, but time's really flown. Yuto had been perfectly fine on his own for the past few months, and he didn't see any reason that would change in the future. Had he spent his days relying on his father for his every want and need, he imagined he would have struggled much more. However, housework had always been his responsibility. He was quite good at cooking, cleaning, and doing the laundry. Could even handle a bit of sewing were the need to arise. His father would definitely be struggling more, as he'd entrusted his son with all the housework as soon as the boy was old enough to do it. If there was an issue with living alone, it would have to be that Yuto talked to himself a lot more now, and that mealtimes were a lot duller alone. Fortunately, things had vastly improved in that regard as of late. Hey, this is really good, so much for messing it up, huh? Yuto glanced at the calendar as he ate some more of the salad that had been shared with him. A part of why things have been improving recently. It was garbage day. The least he could do to thank his neighbor for the food was to take their garbage out with his. Yuto left his apartment the very moment the door to his right, belonging to apartment 601, opened. Both people became aware of one another and the garbage bag each was holding at the exact same time. The beautiful, self-confident woman gave Yuto a friendly smile. His heart started to race a bit too hard for how early it was from the youthful innocence she still had despite her years. Good morning, Megumi-san. Hey there, Yuto. The woman was his neighbor, Megumi Murasaki. as a young widow who was single-handedly raising her son, Kota. Her circumstances were almost a complete opposite of Yoto's. Allegedly, she'd been a real wild child back in her school days, but she'd settled down to the point that she'd seem more mature than the other wives around the neighborhood. Yoto regarded her as a good person, if one with a bit of a violent streak. At times she was kind, and others she was strict. Whenever Yoto saw her interacting with Kota, he was struck by the thought that she was the ideal mother. Though he had a few memories of his own mother, he got the impression that she'd been just as lively, and in fact his father had often told him as much. While Megumi had become some sort of symbol of motherhood to Yoto, she was also so beautiful that he'd found himself forming a little crush on her. Not that he'd ever admit it. "Thank you so much for the food. It was great." Yoto handed over a plastic bag, which Megumi took with a smile. Inside was a freshly washed plastic container. Good to hear. I started wondering if kids these days didn't like these sorts of things after I forced it into your hands. Though I might have done something I shouldn't have. Not at all. I love traditional meals with all the side dishes. I'm just not so good at cooking them, so I really appreciate it. That's so. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, especially since my darling son hates the stuff. Mind you, I still make him clean his plate, but ha. Megumi's shoulders slumped with that sigh. Yoto started to smile despite himself. It wasn't because he was mocking Megumi's misfortune. He'd simply started to picture the young mother trialing all sorts of different recipes to provide her son with a healthy, balanced diet he could enjoy, and that made him feel warm and fuzzy inside. She's got a ring. I thought she was a single mother. So, be honest with me, will you? You swear it didn't taste bad? You're not just saying you liked it to be nice? Aha! I'm not just being nice, it really was delicious. Right, okay, I believe you. I mean, I tasted it myself, and I thought it was perfectly fine. Actually, I was impressed with myself for making something so good, but you know what Kota's like. I've never used Okara before, so I was dead worried I might have messed it up somewhere. But no, it was fine. Good even. Yeah. Kids can be really picky eaters at that age. A lot of them don't like bitter vegetables, for instance. Japanese food doesn't blend the raw ingredients together so much, so it can be tough finding something they'll eat. Yes, you're right. The slightest taste of a bitter vegetable in dinner time becomes hell on earth. Ha! If only he were more like you, Yuto. Aha! Ha ha ha! I think they call that having a developing palate. I always preferred Western food as a kid myself. I'm sure Kota-kun would get less fussy as he gets older. I certainly hope so. Megumi hung her head in such an overblown, disappointed manner that Yoto began to chuckle, this time in actual amusement. This brought a mischievous smile to Megumi's lips. Here I am worrying myself sick and you're laughing at me. Why, you little... Ow, 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 ow! Stop, Megumi-san! I'm sorry, forgive me! Ow, that really hurts! Megumi had caught Yoto in a headlock and was really putting the squeeze on him. It hurt like hell, which was no surprise given her rebellious past. But Yoto's real problem wasn't with the pain. It was how wonderful Megumi smelled and how her overly abundant breasts were squishing against his cheek. Both his head and his crotch were in peril, albeit for vastly different reasons. Fortunately, help would soon arrive to save Yotu from the hellish heaven he'd found himself in. What are you doing, Megumi? Act your age for once, honestly. You two sure are lively this morning. The pressure around Yoto's head finally relaxed, though he was disappointed that the blissful softness had to depart alongside the pain. Rubbing his stinging cheek, he turned around to face two women who were every bit as beautiful as Megumi. Having come from the apartment to the right of Yoto's was Anna Okadura. The glasses she wore suited her perfectly, giving her an intellectual vibe without detracting from her beauty in the slightest. From the next room along came Mako Suzumoto. She was a woman who never failed to wear a soft and gentle smile, and she was so motherly that she seemed almost saintly. Anna had a single precocious daughter, while Mako was a mother to two lively twin girls. All of them were just as friendly with Yoto as Megumi's son Koto was. Yoto had learned that these three neighborhood beauties had apparently met when they were students. He thought it wonderful to have friends you've known for so long and admired them greatly for it. What am I doing? You got eyes, don't you? It's a little bit of tough love. Tough love? You were practically strangling the boy to death. Honestly. Are you okay, Yuto-kun? She didn't crack your skull, did she? What am I, a gorilla? I know how to hold back. Like hell you do. We're all well aware that you don't know your own strength. Why, I remember that one summer 16 years ago. Oh, that was incredible. I still remember it like it was yesterday. Fine, you win. So don't bring up the past anymore. I've said I'm sorry a million times, and I'll say it again. Just stop making me cringe at who I used to be. So, you alright there, Yuto? Brain still in one piece? Not oozing out of your ears? No, it's not. I'd be dead if that happened. I'm fine. Actually, brain's fully intact and not oozing out of anywhere. Yoto knocked against his head to drive away the dull pain while turning to face the two newest arrivals. Good morning, Anna-san. Mako-san.
Ohayo, Yuto-kun.
Morning, Yuto-kun.
Ohayo.
Good morning. The two of them smiled at him, but seeing the trash bags in their hands quickly snapped him back to his senses. This was no time for chatting, he realized. The garbage truck could arrive at any moment.
Garbage truck here!
Whoops, I didn't mean to shake the mic a little bit. Not to rush away from you ladies, but the garbage truck will be here soon. I'm heading the class anyway, so let me take your bags down for you too. The three women squealed in delight at his proposal, their beaming smiles leaving him feeling a little embarrassed and awkward. All three of them often shared their cooking with him or invited him over for dinner, so he was determined to repay their kindness through whatever small gestures he could. And I'm sure the garbage man says, This is Titty Boulevard. Every time we go by here, these women with giant breasts come out every time we all just stare like a bunch of idiots. It's like, lady, you got a permit for those? But he was, of course, a young man, and like any young man, what he was secretly hoping for was what one of these beautiful MILFs, or all three, why not all three, huh? Would come to rely on him if he could get in their good graces enough.
It's more.
Thanks for always doing this. I'll make sure there is a real feast waiting for you this evening to make up for it. Well, I bet you will. That's right. We're going all out for this. Tonight's a party after all. Uh-oh. It's gonna be full of aphrodisiac. What? Why do I have a boner? What's going on here? I don't remember getting aroused. The two other women piped up in support. Blah, blah, damn. 220, guys. Give me a break. The two other women piped up in support of Megumi, which left Yuto awkwardly fumbling over his words. Oh, you, were serious about that? How many times do we have to spell it out for you? Of course we're serious. Just make sure you're home by 6 o'clock at the latest, understood? Yuto was so taken aback that he was left speechless, causing Meiko to turn to him while giggling mischievously. This is of course unless you've made arrangements with your girlfriend, Yukun?
Hey, Yukun can wait.
She probably doesn't have titties like that. I've never had a girl who's a friend, let alone a girlfriend, sad as that is to say. Oh, so Yukun doesn't exist. Oh, my bad. The honorifics. They're calling him Yukun. There is no girl named Yukun. They were asking, they assuming that the young man has a girlfriend. He doesn't. He's... Is he a neat? I don't know if he's a neat. I think he has a job. I can't remember if that's the case. Oh dear, Yukun, you poor thing. The three of us will just have to celebrate with you enough to make up for that, won't we now? Look, I'm really grateful about all this, but you really don't need to do anything for me. I don't need a birthday party at my age. Nonsense, sir! If I had a mallet, I'd hit him with wham! Oh, what was that for? Do what they say. You're never too old for a birthday party. That day just so happened to be Yuto's birthday, and the three women had been talking about celebrating it with him to thank him for everything he always did to help them. Though he did indeed help them on occasion, he felt as though they all helped him at least three times as much. Still, he felt guilty about having them go even further out of their way for him. And yet, despite his guilt... We're not bothering you, are we? Yukun? Perhaps we overstepped when we suggested throwing you a party after all. Oh no, you're no bother at all. I'm delighted, really. Boy, that was a little too Disney. A little pressure was all it taken for you two to give up. He honestly was delighted. And now that he'd given up, there was only one direction the conversation could head in. Then what's the matter? No need to act all distant with us. That's right. We're a little community of neighbors now, aren't we? I've already bought the ingredients for your cake, so I wouldn't have taken no for an answer anyway. Kota's been so excited about your birthday party as well, you know. My Sachiho can't wait to celebrate the birthday of her future husband either. There's gonna be a lot of girls at the party there, mate. You got young girls, you got older women. Good lord, sir. It isn't be more of a buffet than food. And Kaori and Sayori, of course, have been so looking forward to sharing your birthday cake with you. I'm sure they have. The three women spoke with the enthusiasm of girls half their age. They were clearly excited about throwing Yuto a birthday party. Yet at the same time, it was obvious that these three wives were mostly just looking for something fun to break up the tedium of their everyday lives. Okay, so they are wives. They're not single mothers. They have husbands. I don't know where the hell they are. They're probably in that office building right there. Like, right there. That's where all the husbands are.
Boy, I hope my wife isn't cheating around with some young man. Of course not. They'd never do anything like that. They're good Japanese wives.
Yoto's birthday just happened to be the perfect thing for it. When all was said and done, Yuto was left holding four garbage bags. Megumi gave him a clap on the back. We're throwing you a party, and that's final. Now go dump our garbage and have a good day in class, you hear me? Ouch! Megumi gave Yuto's back one final hearty clap that was so powerful it almost sent him careening forward.
Ooh, sorry.
Yuto heaved a sigh as he dumped all the garbage bags. It wasn't because he took issue with the three women throwing him a birthday party. He was really truly happy about that. The thing was, he struggled to view the three women in a purely platonic way. They were always so kind to him, and that made him worry that he would start to get the wrong idea. Matters were made worse by the fact that the three mothers didn't seem to realize how beautiful and sexy they were. Megumi's actions that morning were a good example. She'd let him get a whiff of how nice she smelled while squishing her breasts right into him. Her actions had been innocent, yes, but entirely too seductive. He also found himself in an ethical quandary. All three of these women were already married. Was it right for them to be visiting another man's home? Megumi was a widow. Okay. So, her husband died, but still faithful to her late husband. Anna's husband was so busy with work that he rarely came home. And as for Maiko, her husband was in the middle of a work placement out of town. Any kind of misunderstanding could lead to a lot of trouble.
Ah, they've let me home early from the office. What's going on here? Who's this Yuto? Why, young man, you're in an awful lot of trouble.
Even so, Yuto was a man. So a certain kind of misunderstanding would be all too welcome. Problematic, but welcome nonetheless. Not that they ever even see me as a man at all. Kinda sucks. The three wives saw him as more of a much younger brother, or perhaps a teenage son, than a man, and that hurt his ego. Yuto headed off to his final set of classes before summer break with a hazy feeling dominating his complicated male heart. One boring end-of-term assembly and a homeroom lecture from a professor later, and it was officially summer break. Yuto hung out with a few friends to celebrate both this and his birthday before heading back home. A short while later, and as planned, all three mothers had arrived, accompanied by their children. It wasn't long before the living room table was covered in a variety of dishes skillfully prepared by the three women, alongside plentiful tea and soft drinks, and even bottles of wine and sake. Yuto had purchased the soft drinks himself while the alcohol had been provided by Anna and Meiko. You're bringing out the booze for Yuto's birthday? Seriously? Megumi's disapproval took Yuto by surprise. It also caused Anna and Meiko to exchange glances. We're always so busy looking after our husbands and children. The three of us never have a chance to drink together anymore. Sometimes moms just need to let their hair down, you know? I'm sure you don't mind us having a little fun, do you, Yukun, sweetie? Feel free to drink as much as you want. You won't hear me complaining. I'm just happy you're throwing me this party. You heard the birthday boy. No complaining. Now get yourself a glass, Megu-chan. It's Yoto-kun's birthday, so what he says goes. You're drinking with us, Megumi. Do I have to? I suppose if you insist, yeah, why not? Tonight's a celebration. The wives happily chatted together as they filled their glasses with alcohol. Yoto followed suit by pouring soft drinks for the kids, who were all excitedly mimicking Megumi's call for a celebration. I propose a toast to Yuto for always entertaining the kids for us. For always doing the manual labor our husband should be doing. I mean, it's not like he's at the office all the time. They literally said the first man was too busy with work, and they said that the other man was in another town at work, and the other man was dead. So, how are these men gonna find time to do all the manual labor? What's not even among the living anymore? See? That's the problem. You're dead. And because you're dead, you can't pick up that thing I need you to pick up. If you were still alive, it'd be done. Thank you, and congratulations on getting another year older. Cheers, cried the partygoers, woman and child alike. Yuto soon raised his glass and replied with a cheers of his own. The birthday party continued apace, turning into quite the lively affair. Yuto was gradually making his way through the feast laid out on the table. Each and every dish was delicious. It seemed to him that Megumi had been charged with traditional Japanese dishes while Anna had handled the Western foods and Meiko the Chinese foods. Ah. Oof, it's been far too long since I last drank like this. It's really hitting me. What's that, Megumi? Turned back into a lightweight, have you? You've gone so red it reminds me of the first time you ever drank. I remember that. It was a disaster. One sip of that canned cocktail and you were plastered, Megu-chan. Oh god, give me a break. Why do you only ever bring up my embarrassing past? Yoto felt thoroughly contented as he entertained the children. As he entertained the children and made his way through the food. He couldn't help but feel blessed to have ended up with such wonderful neighbors. Nowadays, it was all too common for someone to move in next door just to never so much as be seen for the next couple of years until they moved away again. But these wives realized how difficult it must be for a young student to live alone. Sure they did. And were trying their best to help Yuto as much as they could. Sure they are. They're all such great people and beautiful to boot. I really am lucky to have them celebrating my birthday with me. Yuto stole a glimpse at the three women as he thought to himself. The alcohol was working its magic on them all, leaving their skin flushed red and giving them even more seductive allure than usual. Yoto found himself gulping. He knew it was wrong of him, but lately he'd been having the same thought again and again. It was a wild fantasy in which he had a one-night stand with the three beautiful women, fucking them senseless. Well, of course he did, he's a man. He knew it was awful to imagine such things when these three women treated him so well. But they want him to treat them so well as well. So it's not such a bad thing, is it? Yet he was sure that any man who had ever lived in this apartment complex and came to know them would have the same foolish thoughts. Absolutely. Unless he was gay, I mean, in that case, that's his thing. And with that same fantasy blossoming in his mind once more, Yoto found his eyes drawn to... And that's where we're gonna end it for now. Well, for permanent, kind of. So, fuck it. His eyes were drawn naturally towards Megumi. Each of the three wives had their charm, but Megumi's charm usually lay in her strong will and manlier attitude. She was getting flushed from the alcohol and appeared far more seductive than usual. There was a femininity oozing from her that he never felt before. The glimpses of the nape of her neck he caught whenever her ponytail swung out of position left him captivated. Sorry, I like Megumi. He couldn't help it, but foolishly think about how she'd probably smell better than ever if he were to get close to her right now. Boy, I bet she smells delightful. While Yuta was in the midst of observing the three beautiful wives, one of them turned him with a mischievous smile on her face. Shouldn't you be spending your birthday with your girlfriend, Yuto?
I ain't got no girlfriend, Miss Megumi.
I'm as girlfriendless this evening as I was this morning, Megumi-san, but you knew that before asking. She also wouldn't have suggested throwing a party if that were really something she cared about in the first place, Yuto thought to himself. Just then, Anna decided to sigh in an implicative manner. I'm sure you're a hit with the ladies, Yuto-kun. I know, right? Yuko's such a cutie. Why don't you have a girlfriend yet? I'm not a hit at all. I'd rather be handsome than cute, and that's none of your business.
Yep.
He's a hit with the ladies, all right. The ones over 30. I mean, it's a thing. Remember when the guys were saying, what was it called, hag-maxing? Y'all really should do that hag-maxing shit. Like, you young guys that have no fucking experience, don't know what you're doing. Go get you an older woman. She's gonna show you around, and then you can go back and show all the young women, wow, you can do all the things. Yeah, because I learned all the things from a woman that was married and showed me how to do all the things. That's like you want to be a bricklayer, and you say, well, I'm going to study under this apprentice bricklayer. He's going to show me how to lay bricks. So then you can say, okay, I'm going to work for this bricklaying company. And they're like, man, you're a great bricklayer. I said, thank you. I had a man that taught me how to do it. I learned. That's how it works, right? He retorted to each wife in turn before directing his attention back to the feast. As he indulged in delighting his taste buds, he started thinking about how he didn't really feel attracted to girls his own age. I've always found myself more interested in older women, I guess. Wonder if it's because I don't really remember having a mother of my own. Maybe I've got a bit of an Oedipus complex. Oh, yep, that's gonna do some things to you. It'd be so awkward if these women realized I've got a crush on them. I need to make sure they never found out. Oblivious to Yuto's thoughts, the three wives continued to drink, emptying one glass after another. Good lord. They're getting plastered. Here's to this being the year Yuto finally gets himself a girlfriend. Cheers! Cheers! The party was getting more spirited with every glass that ran dry. Eventually. After finishing the entire feast on the table, eating up the cake Meiko had made, and playing with the excited children, it was late at night. The birthday party was almost ready to come to an end. Megumi was doing the washing up in the kitchen, and was checking on the children who'd been put to bed in the guest room, and a drunk and happy Meiko was sleeping peacefully on the living room floor. Megumi hummed a happy tune while washing the dishes, seemingly in fine spirits after having had a few drinks. Yuto couldn't help but smile at the sight. A grown woman is standing in my kitchen. I could get used to this. Don't get too used to it. Thinking back to his childhood, Yuto could only recall his father working in the kitchen, and by the time he was old enough, it eventually became his job. Hence, the sight of a woman behind the counter was, in a word, moving. And despite being told to take it easy on account of it being his birthday, Yuto couldn't help but want to work next to her. On second thought, I'd like to help if that's okay. You really don't have to. You're such a busybody. Jeez. Yotu took his place next to a wryly smiling Megumi and began drying the dishes. A faint womanly scent mixed with alcohol and detergent tickled Yotu's nose. In that moment, he couldn't help but wonder if this was what it felt like to help one's mother tidy up after a family meal. The mere thought had set his heart aflutter. You know, Yuto, I think you really do fuss over other people too much. Don't forget to look out for number one, Her words caught him off guard, prompting him to stop drying the dishes. Okay, so apparently I'm at that point where I'm just too tired to continue right now. Alright, yeah, I've had a hard day. It's been a very long, hard day at work. You know, we're still in the middle of Christmas. It's rough. So, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and end it right here. We still got time, so we can go ahead and do, like, another episode if you guys want to see more of the eroge or the hentai scenes, you know. I guess you guys want to see some of that. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more of whatever this is called. And, of course, you can pick it up at Jest USA and, of course, Faku. So, I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time.